Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord reigns and the earth trembles. The Lord reigns and rules forever. We magnify you. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. We worship you, God. You are good and kind to us in every areas. God, you are good. We say thank you, Jesus, for everything. You kept us from the beginning of February till the end. Glory be to your name. To God be the glory. Great things he has done in our lives. We lay it to heart to say thank you, God. We thank you for the safe trip from the beginning of February till this hour. It has not been by power nor might, but your grace has kept us. We hail you. We worship you. We appreciate your holy name. Ancient of Days, I am that I am. The beginning and the end. The God in between. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything you have done. We thank you for the beautiful days. We thank you for your pleasant days, because everything is working for our good. We magnify you. We say thank you, Jesus. We appreciate you for everything. We say thank you. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. With joy in our hearts, we are grateful to God because today is the last day in the month of February 2026. Today is the 28th day in the month of February, and it's the last day. We give God the glory. We bless him. We say thank you, Jesus, for the journey. You are good. In Jesus' name we've prayed. I want to make this words of declaration as we proceed today. As we go into the new month, the Lord bless and keep us in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord makes his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us in all that we will do in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord lift his countenance upon us and give us peace on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. The Prince of Peace walks beside us, walk in us and around us in the name of Jesus, to calm every storm that comes on our journey in Jesus' name. The Lord will teach us and train our hands to war, our fingers to battle. He will continually be our fortress, our eye tower and our deliverer in the name of Jesus Christ. He will be our shield and the one who we take refuge on. The Lord will teach our hands to make wealth, and we will enjoy his blessings on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. The King will come to the brightness of our rising. The Lord will arise over us, and his glory will be seen upon us in the name of Jesus Christ. The Gentiles will come to our light. We will radiate God's glory. The Lord will glorify himself in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. The sons of foreigners will build our walls, and the kings will minister to us in the name of Jesus Christ. God will be glorified in our lives in this month and beyond in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning once again. Today is the last day, the 28th day in the month of February, and God has been faithful. To him be all glory in Jesus' name. All throughout this month, we have been learning and we've been discussing the word of God, arising and shining. And like we learned yesterday, that arising and shining is laying hold of eternal life. That is laying hold of eternal rest, and we can only get eternal rest in God. Laying hold of eternal life is the most important thing in the journey of our lives. Eternal rest is found in Jesus Christ alone, because he is our Savior and our Redeemer, the one who died for us on the cross of Calvary. We need to daily lay hold by seeking to know God, to know the knowledge of God in all that we do. Because we need to know this knowledge, we need to seek this knowledge, because he is supposed to be our final destination. For everyone that comes on earth, we have a destination, and our destination is supposed to be God, because we came from God. God is supposed to be our final destination, so we need to seek to know his knowledge. We need to understand who he is, so that we can journey rightly to make it to our eternal rest. The depth and the knowledge of God, no one knows. The weight he carries is not yet revealed or unveiled to any man on earth. No one has discovered who he is, and no one can discover who he is, because we continue to understand him better by and by as we continue in this journey. So as we journey to know and seek God, I want us to put this at the back of our mind, that we are not doing that for competition. We are not doing that to be known or to be praised as the best or whatever we want to. We are seeking to know God so that we can make our eternal destination rightly, so that we have rest with him. Our scriptural reading is taken from the book of Philippians chapter 3 from verse 9. And being found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ Jesus, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know the power of his resurrection, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, which is being conformed to his death. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of Jesus Christ. Therefore, let us, as many as are matured, have this mind, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, and let us be of the same mind. Amen. This verse is telling us that it is in knowing God that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. It is in knowing God that our eyes is open to know that which we are supposed to know. I want us to open our mouths and pray this prayer along with me. Father, as I press forward in you, teach me to be found in you daily, because it is only God that can open our eyes and teach us to be found in him. Father, teach me to be found in you daily as I press forward in the name of Jesus Christ. Help me to seek your righteousness and not the righteousness of my own in the name of Jesus Christ. The second one says, Father, open my eyes to knowing you consistently. Help me to be consistent in my knowing. Help me to be consistent in getting depth in you on a daily basis in the name of Jesus Christ. The third prayer says, Father, strengthen my inner man, strengthen my inner man, my being, to press on in you until I get my eternal rest in you, in the name of Jesus Christ. The fourth prayer says, I receive strength on a daily basis to overcome every distractions that will come my way or that may come my way that I will encounter. Lord, give me strength on a daily basis in my inner man to overcome, in the name of Jesus Christ. The next prayer says, I receive strength to daily press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call in Jesus Christ. Daily strength, O God, to press forward, to not get weary, to not get tired and weak. I receive it in you in the name of Jesus Christ. As we journey from the month of February to the month of March, the strength of God becomes our portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Without the strength of God, we cannot go far. Without the strength of God, we cannot be sustained in our journey of arising and shining. So we can maintain that by staying put in God, making sure that our goal is God. God is our goal. And asking the Holy Spirit to teach us to keep track of that goal, that we will not lose it, we will not miss it. Because the Bible said, towards the end times, there will be perilous time. People will be lovers of themselves. The ears of a lot of people will be itchy. Even if the very elect is not careful, he or she will be misled. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. The Lord will keep our feet standing on him. Paul said that I may know him, that is what can keep us on a daily basis, asking for knowing that not the righteousness of ours, but the righteousness of God. That the Lord opens our eyes to know him more, that I may know you and the power of your resurrection and the fellowship of your suffering, fellowshipping in God for our own good, for our benefit, to make us make it. As we continue on this journey, for those that want to embark and for those who are still continuing, the Bible says, let he that thinketh he stand take heed. The Bible is not saying that you are already standing. Paul said, not that I have been perfected, but our perfection is in Christ Jesus. Let he that thinketh he stand, let he that feels that he has attained the height to an extent, take heed lest he fall. I pray that the Lord will help us to always take heed, to live that cautious life, to live in the consciousness of Jesus Christ, that our garments will not be stained. Our perfection is in Christ Jesus, and the Holy Spirit is the strength we need to keep moving, to keep our life sustainable in God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will not miss the track. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will not lose this journey. We will not embark on an opposite journey. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will keep our track right. We will keep that goal pressing forward and moving forward till we get to our eternal rest in in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. And Lord, we use this medium to pray for our country, Nigeria. We speak the peace of God into you, Nigeria. It is well with you in Jesus' name. The peace of the Lord rest upon you, Nigeria, in Jesus' name. We speak the presence of God to silence every chaos, every void, and every noise against the will of God. Nigeria, we speak the word of God to you. You will arise in Jesus' name, and you will shine. Everything that God has in mind for you will come to pass in Jesus' name. It is well with you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning once again. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Happy New Month in advance.